Okay, so hello, this is Kitten, and I decided to answer a questionnaire for the first time. This is the first time answering a questionnaire, and it's also my first time posting on GWA Backstage, so here goes nothing. What the hell? The questionnaire I am going to be answering is Captain Jericho's Sane Questionnaire. I believe there's 20 questions. How many questions are there in this one? Yeah, 20. There's 20 questions. I will try to be as entertaining as I can. And I will try to be as honest as I can as well. Okay, so question number one. How you doing? I'm doing rather well, actually. How are you doing, Captain Jericho? That's what I want to know. How are you doing? I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. Question number two. Has GWA unstifled you? Since seeing so much good faith sexual openness, have you been open about things you always thought you'd keep to yourself? Yes. I believe it has made me more open. I think the whole exploring of, like, the, you know, daddy dom little girl dynamic is something I never thought I would be sharing openly with anyone other than my partner. It definitely has. In real life, away from Reddit, away from GWA, maybe to a point, I think it's allowed me to sort of say, hey, this is something that I actually want to try, you know. So when it comes to, like, you know, with my partner, with my boyfriend, yes, I think it has caused me to become a little more open to talking about certain things. So yeah, I think it has unstifled me a little bit. Question number three. What is the last thing you deliberately smelled? A gallon of milk from my refrigerator that I actually opened. No, I actually bought it like 2 weeks ago, I think, and I was very uncertain if it was still good. So that was the last thing I deliberately smelled. Number four, are there any traits that you are consistently attracted to that are typically perceived as belonging to the opposite sex as them? Such as muscles on women, eyeliner on men, whatever. I do like guyliner. I do like a good solid black eyeliner on a guy. And I do kind of go for longer hair, not too long, but longer hair on men tends to turn me on, to a point. What else? I think guyliner, that's like my biggest, that's always been, I was kind of an emo chick when I was in high school, so that's kind of my biggest one, I believe. Okay. Number five, without necessarily being specific, if you don't want to be, are there still sexual fantasies that you keep to yourself even here and no amount of GWA's kink embracing is likely to change that? Sexual fantasies that I keep 100% to myself? I don't think so. I don't share all of my fantasies on GWA, and I don't really keep my sexual fantasies to myself too much. I don't necessarily post about them, but, you know, my partner definitely, I think he's pretty well aware of almost everything I fantasize about, so I don't think I would ever post some of my fantasies on GWA, if that's more of the direction that the question was headed towards. I may someday, who knows. At the moment, no, there are some things that I have not shared on GWA. Number six, have you ever masturbated to something not intended as erotic? Yes, music, songs. There are a few songs that I have masturbated to that aren't necessarily erotic songs or sexual songs. Number seven, if you were home alone at night and you heard a fart, would you laugh or be scared? I would probably laugh because my pets fart a lot. So I would probably laugh. Like, I don't think I would be scared by that. Number eight, what uncommon non-physical character trait of yours are you proud of? Uncommon character trait? Not physical. Uncommon. Uncommon. I don't know. I think I'm very... That's a really good question. Uncommon physical trait. Non-physical trait. I don't really know of... Uncommon. I still like watching children's cartoons. That's not really a character trait, though. I don't know. I think non-physical character trait that I'm most proud of in general, whether it's common or uncommon, I think is my loyalty to my family and my friends. I'm fiercely loyal to the people in my life that I care about, and I would die, literally, I think, for you know, someone that I loved, someone that I cared about. So I think just my general sense of, like, loyalty and the amount that I'm willing to sacrifice for the people I care about, I think that's what I'm most proud of. Maybe, I don't know, I might have to come back to that one. That one's a good one. Okay, question number nine. Would you bang someone who was extremely hot but had unmoral views that you despised? No, they're really hot, though. You'd be putting opinions aside and scratching a niche, and you'd never see each other again. Again, you'd be scoring with someone who's really hot. Wow. If I knew about their specific opinions before I banged them, I probably would not. Because personality and who a person is way more attractive and way more important to me than what a person looks like. If they hid a lot of their opinions to themselves and they were, like, really super fucking hot, and I was just like, oh my God, yeah. I have done that in the past, actually, and then found out after I banged them that they were complete and total, like, assholes or whatever. So if I knew ahead of time what their opinions were about specific things, no, I would not. Okay, question number 10. Do you ever get TV theme tunes from your childhood stuck in your head? If so, what them is? Yes, all the time. Actually, just today, earlier today, I actually got the theme from Three's Company stuck in my head. Come on, knock on our door. It's not really, like, my childhood necessarily, but I did watch a lot of reruns of that. So yeah, I get that song. I get a lot of, oh, the Blues Clues. All the Blues Clues songs. I still get those stuck in my head to this day. Okay, question number 11. How many pillows are on your bed? If it's a shared bed, how many on your side? I like a lot of pillows. Like, I usually have at least three really floofy pillows on my bed when I sleep. I just love pillows. I love cuddling with them. I love pillows. So I usually have at least three. If it's a shared bed, I will still have at least three. Either that or I will have one really insanely thick pillow, like doubled over or something. Like, yeah, I love pillows. Okay, question number 12. What color are your toothbrush, bed sheet, nearest curtains to you, and the socks you are wearing right now? That should be considered more than one question, but I'll let that slide. My toothbrush is blue and white. My current bed sheets are actually black. The nearest curtains to me are actually really hideous multi shades of brown flower pattern. It's like they're like grandma curtains. Like, they remind me of something my grandma would definitely have put up when I was a kid. And the socks that I'm wearing, I am not wearing any socks right now, so that doesn't apply. Number 13, what was the last loud noise that annoyed you? This damn bird outside of my bedroom window this morning at 4 a.m., right before the sun came up. Oh my gosh, this bird was sitting in the tree right outside of my bedroom window, and it would not shut up. It was literally so loud it woke me up. Yeah, so definitely that damn bird was the last loud noise that annoyed me. Okay, question number 14. Do you have any compulsive habits? Yes, something I'm doing actually right now while answering these questions. I pick at my like nails, and I bite my nails a lot. And it can be a bad habit, and maybe not the most hygienic of habits either, but yeah, I pick it and I bite my nails like all the time. Yeah, I don't know why, I just do. Number 15, number of books you've ever read versus the number of books you currently own, which number is higher? I am a frequent visitor of my local library, so I have definitely read more books than I currently own. Unless you count comic books, because I am kind of a comic geek, I love comic books. So if you count comic books, I may actually own more comics than I have read. But overall, I would say I would definitely have read more books than I own. Yeah, I love reading. I was an avid reader as a teenager, and I still love to read. Like, I still read as much as I'm able to with the amount of time I have. but yeah, I've probably read more than what I currently own. Number 16, what countries have you been to? If you've never been abroad, feel free to lie your tits off for no reason. I haven't been to any countries outside of the United States, where I'm from. No, the closest I got was visiting the New York side of Niagara Falls. That is the closest I have gotten to being out of the country, unfortunately. It just kind of made me a little sad that my life has been so secluded. I've been to many states within the U.S., but I've not been outside of the U.S. Number 17, is there somewhere you've always wanted to visit? Yes, actually, there's a couple of places. I would love to visit Ireland one day. I really want to visit Ireland one day. And I'd also love to visit probably Italy. Ireland and Italy, I think, have always been kind of my two biggest like dream places to visit. Number 18. Do you have a drawer or something where you keep random crap that you really should have just put in a bin years ago? Oh, hell yes. Definitely. I actually have multiple drawers I have one in my bathroom full of old makeup and just all kinds of crap that should have been thrown out years ago, probably. Yeah, and I have one in my kitchen, and I have one in my bed. Actually, I have two in my kitchen and one in my bedroom. And yeah, just junk, like old mail that should have been tossed months ago, and old recipe books that I no longer use or sort so torn up that I can't even use them. And yeah, so many. I really am kind of a hoarder, I think, to some extent. Question number 19, what's the highest you've been up on a ladder? Not very high, because I am insanely afraid of heights. I am irrationally afraid of heights. So I think the highest on an actual ladder I've been up is maybe 2/3 of the way up on a 25-foot ladder. One time when I was helping my dad paint our house when I was a teenager. And I was terrified the whole entire time. And I hated him for making me climb up the ladder so high. And then I was like petrified to get down. It took forever to get down because I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I couldn't even open my eyes at one point. I am just irrationally afraid of heights. Number 20, what is your exact street address and bank/credit card numbers? No. Sorry, that is definitely not something I'm going to answer. I wish I could think of a smart ass answer for that, but I can't at the moment. So yeah, that's just no. Okay, well, that was number 20, and that it was the end of the questionnaire. Thank you, Captain Jericho. Yeah, I apologize for the flubs and mispronunciations. This is just a quick one-take read-through. I didn't even read all the questions, so some of these took me off guard, so I'm not sure if I answered them the way I would have if I'd had time to think about them. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed somewhat. I hope you got to know me a little bit better. And yeah, so that's my questionnaire. And this is Kitten. And I will be seeing you all very soon. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Mwah.